Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 289. This show where we talk about Android applications. Hopefully we'll talk about some apps you guys never heard of before, and you can install them on your phones and devices, and they'll help you live life better and enjoy the short time we have on the planet. Let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get right into the action, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. These apps might make you live better, but I'm not bringing fitness apps, so you might have to count on Eric for that.
All right. Eric always delivers the fitness apps. What's going on, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com?
I'm really into fitness. I can't lie about that. Ever since I got this watch, I'm really, you know, actually yesterday I did extremely more walking than I have been used to, and I was surprised by the notification that let me know that I was halfway to my goal, a goal that I haven't even gotten halfway to in such a long time that I was kind of surprised by the notification coming up.
Is it still telling you to get your butt up and take a walk?
No, I've got that disabled now.
All right.
But no, it was, yeah, it's like, hey, you've been sitting still for 2 hours. How about getting up and going for a walk? You know what? Yeah. So, but no, it was good. It was nice to know that I made it to 5,000 steps yesterday, at least.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Were you dancing in place, Eric? I got to ask.
No, what was I doing? No. I did a lot of walking around, and then what did I do after work? Did some more walking around, I guess. I don't remember. Somehow I got
that would explain it. That would explain it. All right, why don't you empty your tank there, Eric? What do you got for us today?
Okay, so I've been on a quest lately, and I've been really experimenting with all these texting applications. This one is cool, and I'm sure that it's all going to get copied very shortly when the Lollipop the Lollipop-ish version of Google's new Messenger app comes out. But this is called Textra, T-E-X-T-R-A, SMS. And I just really, really like the look of this thing.
Wow.
It's definitely material design. I had been using Evolve for quite a while, but Evolve didn't have the material design. I switched over to the new Google Messenger app. And then this came along, and I think I might be stuck on this one for quite a while.
I hate when Eric does this.
I know.
Every time he brings up a killer Messenger app, I have to change. This is going to replace Simply Text, Eric. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I have to say it should. It should replace Simply Text.
Simply Text.
Until they upgrade their interface to you know, the material design too.
All right, man. It's in there. Thank you, sir. Does it do anything cool besides that, or?
Yeah, it kind of takes Google's Messenger app and adds to it a bunch of little extra things. I don't use any of them, but they're there if I do feel like I need to.
I was going to ask you, what kind of things does it add? I will say the one thing I think, at least looking at the screenshots, it might do a better job of like the group texting. We're in the Messenger app. I don't text. You know what I mean? Today was like the first time I've actually sent two text messages in the same week in a very long time. And I used the old new Messenger app from Google. I was fairly impressed by it, but I did not see an easy way at least to do group text messaging.
Okay. This does do group, and you're going to like this. It's got over 800 emojis. Ooh. It works with Push Bullet and Android Wear. So I'm getting my notifications on my wrist. And you can customize the looks for whatever color you want and things like that. LEDs, you can change the color of that. There's a lot of customization.
What color do you have?
Blue.
I'm picking green.
Are you? And I should go green.
Is blue the default, Eric?
It is. It is. It's Tuesday, man. I haven't had a whole lot of time with it.
Okay.
I like it.
Mine's green now. Son,
nice. That looks good.
So you can't theme individual conversations. You just theme the whole thing.
Yeah, it looks like it. Okay. I didn't delve in, but I just looked for color and yeah, I think it's for the whole thing.
Okay. Well, then Steve, whilst you're playing with it, you can check it out.
All right, that is a good one, Eric. What else you got?
All right, I got. Man, you know what? I'm not even going to bring this one because I don't know enough about it, but I want to. I'm just going to bring it back with it. I haven't played with it enough. I'm going to bring it today, share it with you, and I'm going to report back. This is called MOO.DO. Moodoo, I guess?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Dora's more familiar with it. So Dora's always bringing all these apps about how to get things done. So I found this one. I'm like, oh, let me try this one out. Now, when I installed it, I honestly, I didn't use it much because I don't use any get things done apps. I want to. I really do. But when I started using this, it looked like work. It looked like an agenda and minutes taking kind of app more than a list of things I have to do. Is that your impression, Dor? Have you seen this?
I have. I will say this. I don't know if he's okay with me saying his name, and I don't know if he even watches the show, but I have certain feelers out there for certain types of apps, and Richard is the guy I watch for these kind of apps. And Richard saw this. He's the guy who mentioned Workflowy. And then I said, hey, have you seen this one? He said, yes, I didn't really like it. I tried this. I tried that. It didn't work. Out of the blue, the official Moodoo account commented and said, Richard, we hear you. We did just fix this 2 weeks ago. So if you want to, you can go ahead and try the app again. And please let us know if you have any issues, concerns, problems. He was like, blown away. He then tried the app again, and he said most of the issues he found were completely fixed. He wanted to be able to easily import, export back and forth from two different applications. This is the way he put it, list or task management focused mainly, and it is like a minutes type thing in the sense of you can do agendas before stuff or minutes after things and get groups of information really easily. Richard is a fan of it. He said he's going to pound on it for another week or two and come back and tell everyone what he thought about it. But I have, to be honest, high hopes for this one.
Yeah. When I saw agendas and minutes, I'm like, that is my daily 9-to-5 is just making those a lot. I mean, a good percentage of my time is that.
So wait a minute. We should have you doing the summarization notes / minutes for the show. Is that what you're saying?
I that's what I do. I do a lot of that stuff.
Wow, I didn't know we had a professional on.
I'm the secretary for the what's called the RRDA, and I do take minutes at every council meeting. And
So if city. You like doing it all day, you would make sense. You would like doing it here too, right?
When you come home from work, Dor, do you like the guy knocking on the door wondering why his license isn't registered anymore?
I tell them the same thing I tell them at work. I give them the same level of detail, and that is, I say that's not my problem, then I close the door.
I got to say, I always did like working on computers at home after I worked on work, but this is different than that. But no, we can talk. We can talk. All right. Well, I got another one.
All right. What?
Well, it's potential beta. Potential beta potentially would have been a kind of a really, really cool app for me. It's by Paranoid Gems. But the thing is, their paywall is too soon on this. Basically, what this app does is it will tell you what your battery percentage is on all of your devices, potentially. But if you get more than two devices in there, they want $1.99. Which it
sinks the battery? What?
Okay, so basically, if you are downstairs podcasting and you want to know how much battery you still have left on your Nexus 7 upstairs, you just look on your Android device and it'll tell you. And I had it installed on my Note 4 and my G Watch. And it was perfectly right on, you know, it was good at reporting, but I can't find a use case, and somebody may have it. And really, there may be a perfect use case for this that I don't see, but I can't see spending $2 just to know my battery life on my devices for myself anyway.
Well, I'll say you can, it looks like, maybe turn off and turn on Bluetooth Wi-Fi, or does it just show you the current state?
Well, let me look at that.
Disable devices, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth from anywhere to save battery.
So it's battery plus those two things. I don't know. I'm kind of with you. That's a bit abrupt for them.
Yeah, $2. I don't know.
Yeah, it says my G Watch is at 35%.
I mean, it's not like it's a 8-bit pixel game or something like that.
Exactly. Well, okay, and I'll say, I think I'm with you on the sense of, I'm sure this is exactly what somebody's looking for, but you really have to have that need up front before the $2 even looks desirable.
I'm with you.
You know, the reason I didn't see those features is I really don't have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on my G-Watch. So that's probably, I do see them now that they're on the Samsung Note 4, but that's the only other device that would have that. So that does add a little bit to it. But yeah, no, somebody's really needing this, and I'd like to know why, because I'm sure there's got to be somebody who needs this. And it's well done, but I can't see it. I can't figure.
Well, it has 10,000 to 50,000 installs, so that many people need it.
Yeah, and I'm one of them. I don't know. It's still in beta. Maybe they're going to add a bunch more stuff other than battery and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth too. You know, who knows? It could remotely turn them on and off. You know, up somewhere. Yeah.
It has potential.
It does. It's a great name.
Yeah. Cool, man. That's an interesting one. Haven't seen one like that ever. Cool. Yeah. You got anything else?
That's it for my tank today.
Nice tank.
Thank you.
All right, Dor, you're up.
Okay, the first app, I'm going to say it's a little bit different. It's a little bit weird. I'm not going to say it's for any of us like the last app, but it could be for someone out there. It's called WeMail, WEMAIL. It tries to be a Google Inbox-esque look on your inbox, but it does more, okay? For starters, you can look at your email by contact. So you can say, show me all the emails from today, but it will show you blocks of contacts of the people who are emailing you. So you can really easily see, I have, you know, these two emails from Smith, this one from Karen, two more from Judy. You can very easily see numbers of emails sorted by contact. I think that was interesting. You can also view by attachments. So you can see I got two PDFs, I got one picture, I got one sound file. So it gives you a different look at your inbox. But the other interesting part is this tries to be like a Voxer. There is a voice recording communication thing in it to where it's not hitting it and then you're sending it as an email, but it's its own inline siloed voice chatting, text chatting thing back and forth that you can do with people.
Wow. That's an interesting thing to have in an email app.
I love that integration of having two of merging Voxer and Inbox.
Well, yes, if it's done right. And I think it's going to be really hard to do both of these things right. It's kind of like the beginning of the movie Gremlins. I'll say it right this time. Gremlins, where the guy has the one device that has a razor and a toothbrush and, fingernail clippers. It doesn't really do anything great. I'm a firm believer when you stick too much functionality into an application, nothing really works good. But I'll say I admire these people on trying to do something different with the inbox. I think that looks good. And I want to test that inline voice messaging feature, because if they nailed that, this can really be a good, good solution.
Yeah.
And of course, it works with all your external sorts. Most send email applications in Android, except for very few, will allow you to connect to Outlook, Yahoo, AOL, POP3, whatever, IMAP, all these other ones. So it should have full access to that. What I do not see is Exchange, and that's the only other differentiator in email on Android is, does it connect to Exchange? This does not mention Exchange. So if you're the guy that has to have Exchange, this might not be the email application for you.
Yeah, I keep my Exchange on a totally separate email system anyway. I don't integrate it in Inbox with my Google accounts or anything like that. I wouldn't mind trying it. I mean, it's not like they're kind of a little bit married as far as email and chat and MMS-ish programs and a voice. It's not like they're throwing a first-person shooter in with an email app or anything like that. Yeah, if you want to give it a run, I'll definitely sign up and give it a try.
And, but it actually emails those voice commands. It's not like Voxer or those voice messages.
Oh, it actually emails it?
It says compose and reply to emails with voice messages. So I think it shows up in your email.
Well, looking in the screenshots, it doesn't look like it.
So maybe it's transcribing your voice and sending the message that way?
In reply? Maybe I read it wrong. You can respond to an email with a voice message, but maybe the voice message doesn't get sent through email. Okay. All right.
I don't know. We've got to play with it really to be sure, I think.
Yeah. Did you install it?
I have it installed, yes.
Okay. Yeah, send me a voice message. See what happens.
If I can figure it out, yes. Hopefully it's easy. Voxer, that's one of the downfalls. Takes a little bit of get over that initial hump to find people to know how to send the messages.
If you can figure this out. Did you really just say that? If you can figure this out?
Good point. Yeah. Steve, if I don't want to be cocky, can't, man. We might as well just uninstall it now.
I don't want to be cocky, man. Okay. The next app here.
Complicated. There's a giant microphone button there. It says hold to record.
Well, but it's not in the default interface.
It was the finding friends thing. I think he was talking more about the actual recording.
Okay. That was called Wemail. This next one, though, this next one is I believe, three quarters of a Cody Cooper. This is called Civilization Revolution 2, and it's by 2K Games, Inc. 2K Games, Inc. has been around many, many, many years. Do some really good games, some really higher-end type of games. I don't think this is any different than that. This is a reimagining, I believe, is the right way to put it, of Civilization. Civilization is one of those pretty popular game series on computers. It's like, what's the word? A real-time strategy game?
I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Does it have like a trivia thing to it too, maybe? It's just it's odd how huge your soldiers are on top of the terrain on this game.
Yeah. I'll say this. It's $15, aka I didn't buy it to try it out.
I don't think it's real-time strategy. I think it's just strategy.
Strategy. Turn-based strategy, maybe? It's a word?
Maybe.
That's what I'm going for.
And it is by the Civilization guys. It's a Sid Meier's game.
Right. So if you are a fan of Civilization, this is another spoke in the wheel of Civilization. I don't know. Yeah. Something like that.
Boy, it looks like something. I don't like these kind of games, but if I had to play one, this is definitely the one I would do because
So what you're saying is when it's an Amazon free app of the day, you'll at least get it.
I don't know. The thing, I'd like to play something like this with my son, but he's going to be like, oh, that's on your Android.
What? Why? Is he an iPhone person?
He's an iPod person and Xbox. Microsoft and Apple, man. I don't know. It's my own fault, right? I didn't buy him a Q-Box and I don't know. It's my own fault.
It is your own fault. My dad raised me on PCXT compatibles, and they were crap.
If I would have been able to rebuild Android music players in my shop rather than iPods, I wouldn't have those laying around to give to my kids. But iPods were always the ones that were breaking for some reason.
That makes sense. Okay. You're forgiven.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That was Civilization Revolution 2. This next one is a direct targeted Steve C app.
Ooh.
And I believe I actually told you about this 2 weeks ago, Steve. It's called Movie Edit Touch, and it's by Magix Software GmbH, whatever that means.
That's the German version of ink.
The German. This is attempting to be a close to full-fledged, in my opinion, prosumer video editor. You're not going to do hour-long movies with this kind of thing, but you, it does look like you can do semi-professional, like, three-minute movies on this Android platform kind of thing. This kind of shocks me on how well it looks. This is a free application with in-app purchases.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing in this app. I'll say that. I'm able to make really bad looking videos with good graphics because I don't know what I'm doing. But if you are a Magix person, or if you are always looking at different types of video editors, this might be a good one to just play with, just to see what
sure
movie editing on Android can be like.
I'm probably asking the wrong person, but would you say that this is more difficult to use than, say, Windows Movie Maker?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's good. So I'm asking the wrong person.
You are, because I've never used Windows Movie Maker.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Now, if it was,
it's pretty easy to make a movie.
Now, if it was called Linus's Movie Maker, I might have tried it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It looks like, there's, you know, like we talked about last week, I have the computer version of this program called Movie Edit Pro. And, you know, they say in that program, it's easy to take footage from here that you captured and bring it into that other program to do like the hardcore edits.
Right.
So this, I would probably use this as just a capture device for, if anything, and then import it into the other program.
See, and saying it like that, it makes a lot of sense to me, Steve. I could see using my phone on a tripod or whatever kind of thing as a capture device, doing some base edits and then exporting it to the full-fledged to do the final polish and touch and harder transitions or whatever, you know, and then export.
When you say capture device, do you mean using your phone like a camcorder?
Yes.
Okay.
Or like a Ghostbusters.
Why did you say it like that? Because they're old school?
Yeah, well, you never know. You know, capture device is a pretty technical term.
I thought he was talking about the movie Ghostbusters. Okay.
The light is green, the trap is clean.
Exactly. this next app, I'm going to use just because my son wants to search for Bob's. I'm going to do what I can to turn that device from being a device for potentially bad influence into his life into a potential good influence device. This is called Our Home Dash Chores and Rewards, baby. It's basically a way, he has the app, I have the app. We basically link our devices up. I say I'm the parent, he's the kid. I can then set different chores and rewards for him via the app. So I can, like, whenever I think about it, say, I can have him do that. And just make it on my phone. And then when his tablet connects to Wi-Fi, update, bang. He has a new task he can do with a different reward. I'm a big fan of this idea just because it's basically just using the phone as a quote unquote team management device. It just happens to be my team is too young to be employed. You know?
Oh, this is great. If my kids were younger and on Android, this would be perfect. My kids are past this to be working, but It's great for your kids. I can see it working perfectly for you, man.
I don't know. I just know. Got to do something.
The kid in this video is dressed up as the main character in that movie. I can't remember the name of it. Clockwork Orange.
What? Oh, I got to play the video now. The kid is?
I swear that's what he's dressed up as.
Wow.
No.
Is he drinking milk? Well, he is.
Right, Eric?
Yeah. He's drinking milk, too, just in a different way.
So weird. Why did they do that? I wasn't listening with sound. Are they trying to say he's a bad kid, but this is making him good?
I don't know. I don't have the sound on either.
I don't know. I'm afraid to watch the video. I was really scarred when the first time I watched a Clockwork Orange. I was like 12.
Yeah, that's right. Seriously, that would scar you.
Oh yeah.
I gotta close the video.
Yeah, those little girls dress up as a devil.
Okay, so they're trying to say these guys are bad. And,
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense, and it makes sense. You know, the Clockwork Orange kid would probably be looking for Bob's too. So
yeah, exactly.
The people who developed this
Bob's
probably
for Richard. I don't know. I don't know.
Nice catch, though, Steve. I man, good eye.
All right, thanks.
Very Australian.
Well, okay. Going from an app towards Steve, towards my son, our home, chores and rewards, going to an app. I don't know who this app is for.
I'll claim it. What is it?
It could be for me too, Eric. It's okay. Called Side Chef Step-by-Step Cooking. Here's the gimmick. I do cook for my house. Most of what I do is quite literally almost ad hoc. I know these two things should go together just fine. Like, I took pork chops, big pork chops, cut them up into cubes, put a little bit of oil in the pan, bam, made them golden brown, delicious, GBD. Took them out, put them on a plate with napkins, then I made Alfredo packet noodles, and then I just mixed it all together. And then I took broccoli, put it in there, bam, 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 bam. There's food. I like the idea of doing more ordered things instead of just, oh, there's a little bit of pepper. Hey, how about some salt? You know, so what this attempts to do is to literally give you step-by-step video instructions where you can literally do a step, wait, do the next step, wait. So it's not like you have to keep running over hitting pause. It automatically tries to time stuff out. So it gives you step-by-step real-time, you know, help to the cooking process from beginning to end.
Wow, that's pretty cool, man. I got to admit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a cookbook, step-by-step cookbook video-wise.
Well, and what I like about it is I hate other quote-unquote step-by-step video things that I've done for cooking because you have to run over and hit pause, and you never hit pause at the right time. So when you hit play, you got to rewind a little bit, and then you rewind too far, then you got to watch 10 seconds. It's just painful.
This thing just stops.
Yeah. When the step is over, it stops. And that's what I really did like about this. I don't want to sound dumb. It really was almost fun to do this kind of thing. I don't see myself cooking a large range of the stuff that I see in here just because some of them just seem like a lot of work. But, you know, I'm going to definitely try some of this stuff.
You know, yeah, I can see this being fun, dude. I seriously can.
I know, but now just shooting with you guys too much. I don't want to appear too competent to my wife. I mean, I like the fact she thinks I'm incompetent. Let's just baby step towards competency. Let's not just jump.
Wow, this, I'm bummed. I'm really excited about the app, and I want to use it. And I'm excited that it's free and has no in-app purchases too. But I'm really bummed it won't install on my Nexus 7.
Oh,
harshness.
Well, you can install it. I can get you the APK if you want.
I'm going to put it on the note. That's fine. But yeah, the Nexus 7 would be ideal for the kitchen, though.
Gotcha.
But who am I lying? I mean, my phone's with me wherever I am. If I'm in the kitchen, it's there. So that's fine, too. No, this is cool. You could really, you don't want to make yourself look too good at cooking, Dor. I agree.
Yeah, because then it's your full-time job. You know, I was going to say, I have this saying at my work, and every time I say it, I get another believer. It's almost like I'm starting a cult at my job. But I believe this goes in life as well, where if you see a piece of paper on the ground and you pick up that piece of paper, if the wrong person sees you pick up that piece of paper, that's now your duty for the rest of your life. So, you know, hypothetically, you walk through the kitchen and there's a piece of paper on the floor and your wife sees you do it. Next time there's a piece of paper on the floor, wife's going to say, hey, can you pick that up? Why? Because it's now your duty. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, just be careful when you stop and pick up something. Be careful. If you are a good cook, maybe you don't want to, you know, start with your best dish. Set the expectations low, you know, just say.
Yeah.
I like the strategy.
Yeah. This gives me hope too, this app, because I was really getting bummed out. You know, Steve brought up Idiocracy earlier this week. And have you guys heard of a thing called a dump cake?
Dump?
No. Oh my goodness. This is a thing now. It's called dump cakes. Basically, it's you take an entire package of this, an entire package of that, an entire package of this, and dump them all together and stir it up and throw it in the oven. So you don't have to go out of your way and measure anything. You dump the entire package of everything in. And they've got it figured out. So if you buy these boxes and cut the top off and dump them in there, it'll actually end up tasting okay.
Really?
Yeah, like, man, that's bad when you can't even get out a measuring cup or spoon or anything now. Yeah, wow. That's it's a thing. It's a big deal now. People don't have to worry about nothing anymore.
Well, hopefully it stays in the Illinois area.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe it is an Illinois thing. I don't know. But no, this app would be, if next person who comes up to me who offers me a dump cake, because I've had one, I've eaten it, and it wasn't bad. It didn't taste bad. But I didn't know what it was at the time. Now that I know what they are, I'm not going to eat your dump cake. Try this app. Side chef.
I like that you're taking a stand on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Why should I care about other people's baking if they're offering me free food? I don't know. But
it's a principle thing. I think you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
What else you got, Dor?
Okay, well, yeah, that was side chef, step-by-step cooking. This is a super niche app, okay? This is only for root users, number one, completely free, but it's one of those really hardcore things that if you want, you have to have kind of thing, because your OCD might go flip-o if you don't have the ability to do it. This is a font editor for Android. With this application, you can change every font that's displayed on your Android device. You got really good choices of fonts, I will say that. Wow. You can
it's
change
Fonter.
It. Yeah, sorry. Fonter, font manager for font. You can change the fonts globally, or you can say by a specific app. So for instance, I want my Google Calendar to only use this app, this font. And then you can have your YouTube use a completely different font.
Awesomeness.
Yeah. Powerful is all I got to say. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Now, you don't get all the fonts for free. In-app purchases. Pretty sure that's where your in-app purchases come into play to get fonts or font packs, I believe it was.
How many do you get stock?
Well, they offer thousands. I want to say I got at least 20 when I installed it. But cool. I was literally almost afraid to just start randomly changing fonts.
I hear you.
Now, has to have root?
Has to. Oh, yeah. You definitely have to have root.
Does it have Comic Sans?
Oh, don't you hate it when you grab somebody's phone with Comic Sans on it?
I hate when I get anything with Comic Sans, but it tells me a lot about that person.
Oh, I know. It's like you went out of your way to change your phone to make it look like this, and you kept it that way.
Yeah, I have no idea if it has Comic Sans, but I will say this. Here's the big selling point to this device. Hypothetically, you're in not a interracial marriage, hypothetically, but an intercultural marriage. Me, American, not American, American, but my wife is French. I can install French fonts and have the calendar display in French for her whenever she wants to use my device, but I'll have everything else in English kind of thing. You can literally app by app change the language too. For a quote-unquote family device in a multicultural house, this can be the, you know, golden rod of power. I don't know, something.
No, when you're saying French fonts, I didn't understand what you were saying, but yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, until you said language, I'm like, what's a French font?
Cursive, I suppose.
Pretentious looking. Pretentious looking.
Oh, I did not say that, French people.
Can you set it to Italian where all the words slant slightly because they're not based on anything solid?
Because they're what?
Like a leaning tower.
I don't know. I wasn't going to touch it. I was afraid.
I'm Italian. I can say that. It's fine.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something like greasy or something like that.
Hey.
Greasy letters.
Did I ever tell you my mom?
I'm Italian. Cherubino?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you 100%. My mom, South Bronx, 50s, was a member of a gang called the Mick Wops.
Right.
It was really? Italian kids and Irish kids. They were called the Mick Wops.
Wow.
I swore that for 20 plus years, she's making that up, man. There ain't no way that's real. And then after she was dead, had lunch with one of the people she was grew up with. She said, oh yeah, the Mick Wops. Nobody messed with the Mick Wops. Oh my Lord.
You said your mom was a gang member?
My mom was a knife fighting South Bronx woman.
Nice.
Jeez, yeah. Man. That's crazy.
Yeah, and
it's pretty awesome, though.
And I didn't believe her about that either. What I found out was that it was a very true story. She would literally take her shirt and cut the very top of the shirt because the other girls would try to pull you by your shirt down and then pull your shirt over your head. So you couldn't see, and they would literally knife and stab you and beat you up. So my mom cut the very front of her shirt. So when they went to pull it down, her shirt would just rip. And then when they would pull down, her shirt would rip. My mom would just bang, pop him right in the face. My mom was from the street. OG. That's all I got to say.
Right on, I wouldn't want to mess with her.
Yeah. Oh, I did, man. It hurt. It hurt. She was crafty.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, man. Is that it?
Yeah. Let's call that a show.
Well, that was a darn good show, y'all. See, I watch Friday Night Lights. I'm talking like a Texas person now. So, or a Texan. That's it for today's show, guys. Remember to say something about the show with the hashtag AAAWatch. Do it on Twitter, Facebook, or G+. We'll keep our eyes open for it. In a couple weeks, we're going to pick one of those tweets, announce a winner, and you get a Sony smartwatch, too. No purchase necessary. So, let me see what the guys have to say before we end off, starting with Door.
I want to thank everyone for downloading, subscribing, supporting. The two things I'll just remind people of is do not forget this is the time of year where if you can go to podnuts.com/Amazon before you make your holiday purchases, it will help the network out immensely. And number two, if you are a Windows user and you have iTunes loaded, I don't know why, but if you have iTunes loaded, if you go into iTunes and rate Android App Addict, that is an insane amount of help, actually.
Absolutely. Definitely do that. I know many of you may not be iTunes users, but if you have a family like Eric's where people are using iPods and such, it's a really good thing to do to help the show. I think we're like ranked fifth. If you type Android in iTunes, I think we're like ranked fifth. But our rank is moving up in Stitcher.
Nice.
And we're doing good all across the board. So our numbers are definitely going up. You guys are helping with that. And anytime you have a chance to talk about the show to somebody, hit them up with it, man. Let them know that we're here. Eric, what do you have to say to the folks?
Wow, you guys just took me back. Now that I got this Note 4, I think I need to start looking for the app KeysCast. I haven't come across it on this new phone yet.
Oh, that's right. We were ranked number one next to the Koran, right?
Yeah, the Koran and Tiesto. It was all one of the three of us were number one at all times.
That's good company, man.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Tiesto sells out stadiums.
I was just watching him. I watched a documentary on some music festival that happened in Vegas this summer or last summer.
EDC.
It was EDC.
Electric Daisy Carnival.
Yeah. That was have you seen that? Have you seen that documentary? It's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see it.
Under the Electric Sky, I think is what it's called.
I can't remember the name, but yep, I watched it. Yeah. I watched all like this EDM things. A really good one is Hardwell. Hardwell's like, he was there. Yeah. Watch his documentary. It's called I Am Hardwell or something like that. It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, I actually teared up a couple times during that show. It was just so amazing that documentary.
It really hit me. Why? Because like people are just like having so much fun and stuff, and the music's so awesome.
Yeah, that, and they had a couple personal stories with a couple of the patrons that were there that really kind of got to me.
Is that the one where they interviewed the girl who was a dancer, And her mom, like, she was one of the girls that goes up on stage and dances.
I don't remember that. I remember one of the fans got to go up on stage and control the DJ equipment for a second, but she's in college and she had such a problem with anxiety attacks that she hasn't even driven at the age of college age. And then she ends up going there and she has a panic attack there and stuff. And then, but she ends up going on stage.
Maybe I didn't see that, man. I got to check that out.
It was the 2013 one, is what the show was.
All right. Check it out. That's awesome, man. All right. What do you think about that, Dor? You going to watch that?
Watch what? No. I don't watch movies or TV or documentaries or anything. I don't watch none of that. I don't watch most documentaries for one reason. The person behind the documentary goes into it with a very opinionated path they want to travel, and we're not let in on what he wanted to show beforehand. We just have to try to figure out during the path. And you know, I ain't got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
I hear you. All right. Well, hope everybody enjoyed the show. Hope you got some good app ideas out of it. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Have a good weekend. See you later.